Lecture topic, Akhlaq Radhala and the Nafs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One is Akhlaq Razila and one is Akhlaq Hamida. Akhlaq Razila is living with the Nafs. Living with the Nafs. And that is what we are supposed to be fighting all the time. To make sure that we don't become servant of akhlaq al-razila. To become servant. In other words, it must not control you, you must control it. You have to control it, it must not control you. Because once you become, it controls you, then you become servant of it, then everything, all the wrongs you do in this world, you'll be a victim of every wrong. So how important it is. Mahazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one the spark, you know spark. When the spark comes into a house, you have to get rid of the spark. If you don't get rid of the spark, flame will come. And when flame will come, what happens? The house gets burned. And then it will turn to ashes. So that Hazrat gave the example. So likewise, akhlaq is namima, or razila, it also has a spark. The spark in this sense that if you don't fight it, a fire will take place. And all the harm for the whole day and the good you did, that one spark will cause all the fire. See, the whole day you did everything right, all the good things you did. But someone said something to you, whoever the someone is, you had the good qualities in you all the time. The spark came. The moment the spark came and the person told you, you do not have to flare up. The moment you flare up, you lost the fight. You became guilty. Had you kept quiet and let the spark come and let it flow, forget about it and let it go one side, then you know that you're a winner. But this has to be done all the time. It's not a one-day thing. You'll be faced with every day, every occasion, in every way you'll be faced this condition. If you are teaching a madrasa, there is this spark coming all the time. All the time, in your house there is spark coming. While you're there, these are sparks. Mahadur is giving the example, I'm giving the same example. In the house also you got sparks coming. Now if you are weak and you are allowing the spark to become a flame, then it's obvious the house will be on fire. There will be no peace at all. You mean? No peace at all. So at all times one has to have this thing. That from the beginning you have to try to combat it. Because the moment it increases, and once it increases, then you lose control of it. And when you lose control of it, day after you lose all control, you become a failure at every occasion. A doctor himself too. If he's in a for surgery, a patient came, he makes him impatient. He makes him impatient. Now he loses his cold. At that occasion, instead of him holding the spark, he made a flame come out and fire came out. So this is something Mahazrat gave an example for every occasion of time. Man is working somewhere. People under him. You get all kinds of people coming to him. He must be able to face every condition. If he cannot face those conditions, then he must not take that post. That is, I'm talking to those people who are becoming, doing the Islam. You know, Hazrat always said, I'm talking to those people who are Islam. Your reformation is important. If you reform, then these are the conditions you will have in you. They're going to be able to tolerate all these conditions. If you can control yourself, daily condition of yours, to make yourself one condition, you must not be like a chameleon, different colors, have one color. Your color must be one, you remain one. If anyone speaks to you, no matter how harsh he speaks to you, but you still remain a cool cat. Always cool as a cucumber. This condition to come into man is a condition that you bring about is a condition of the angels, the Farishtas. Farishtas always remain one cool and all. They don't know, there's no such thing as feelings in them. We don't want the condition of shaitan. And the nafs is the biggest shaitan in us, and we have to keep away from nafs very, very fast. If you can only keep away from your nafs at all times. But I'll give you an example. You go home, you're very hungry, and the food is not ready. Your flame started now. It starts. Once it starts, now you must know how to combat that thing, how to beat it. The only reason how you have to do it, you must be always on guard. The most important thing in this road to Allah Ta'ala, to Suluk, is to be on guard. On guard. How to be on guard. In every occasion you will be on guard. Not only in a mosque to be on guard. Not only on occasion where your people, friends are on guard. You must be on guard 24 hours everywhere. Because Rasulullah says, do not handle me for a few seconds or so towards my nafs. Do not handle me, hand me over to my nafs. Taraf al-ayn, in the blink of the eye, that much too I must not be handed to my nafs. Because that is the most dangerous thing. When Hazrat said, if the house go on fire, means after that, no matter what you can do, once your flame goes on, then you must know there's war in the house. There's no happiness at all. So to get rid of that thing, you have to learn to control yourself. This controlling is called mujahida. That mujahida is 24 hours all the time. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا. In other words, you have to be all the time on jihad. All the time in jihad. This we only can talk that person in the road to Allah Ta'ala. That if you want to win and become close to Allah Ta'ala, then you have to get through this thing here. You have to win all the time. So akhlaq al-hamida is all the akhlaq that we have to bring in us. Like sabr and shukr. And akhlaq razila would have to come out of us. That's why when they read la ilaha illallah. When they say la, you're taking Allah, ilaha, you're taking the akhlaq razila out, you think Allah is taking it out. And illallah means ya Allah, you're putting akhlaq hamida in my heart. Who can do beside Allah? No one can do anything beside Allah Ta'ala. Your condition can only change with Allah Ta'ala. No one else. You must not think that you are doing anything, you're doing nothing at all. Every step that you're taking is from Allah Ta'ala. So here he's trying to show us this madad akhlaq hamida. It's very important that you have to understand that madad, how that akhlaq hamida must come into us. So we have to understand that everything that's happening, like you're driving a car too. You're reading something, you're making zikr, but the moment of an overtaken hooters at you. He hooters 3-4 times, that akhlaq hamida is gone. What came there now? Akhlaq razila. Now to fight that akhlaq razila, then you don't look at that person at all. If you look at that person, that means you still are not, your condition is not good. You're far from where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be of that kind, like as I told you, that a person can hooter and look at you too, you don't look at him too. My husband says, when a person, it doesn't happen like that, if you look at that person, that means you have to still put yourself right. Why did you look at him? What was the purpose to look at you? That means you're not at ease, not at calm at all. You say, apna kaam karo, apna kaam kare. So this is what is the suluk is, the road to Allah Ta'ala is. If you can get these things into your life, which is very, very difficult, but if you got a shaykh and you are very, very sincere, then you know you will be able to save every situation. For example, I tell you, at home also sometimes, a small child will do something, will scream and talk, or scream and all. You will have the control of yourself that you won't scold the child, but you will speak to the child in a very happy, very, with a muhabbat. So much muhabbat that child. If you haven't got that quality in you, you can go read, make zikr, you can read Quran, you can sit in every Muslim company. If you haven't got that quality in you, you've lost everything. Because remember one thing, these are the things to be tested all the time. I know Mahalzuji, when my person comes and tell him, my shoes is not right, get me one shoes. Then Hazrat talked to him like so, like, aapka juta kahan hai? He said, then he said, Hazrat, you make Hazrat look down, pick up one shoe. What disrespect that is now. Ustad telling, why don't you show your shoes what your shoes are? So likewise, one person comes to Hazrat Ji and speaks so loudly, he said, main behra to nahi hu. If you can fight with him. In other words, everything that you have to do to bring this condition in your life, that your wife scolds you, she scolds you very harshly too. But then how do you respond? If you respond in a very kind way, in a way that is, you know, you have control of yourself. This control is very important. Do you know why do you think the time in the share? The time when you're sitting down there, and you know, he's being a fan, he's fanning him. When he's fanning him, does it tell him, why are you fanning so slow? Fan a bit faster. So when he's back, he starts fanning very fast. He said, what's wrong with you? Now you want to throw me out now? So just imagine when he said that, he said, nahin, darhe, no, darhe. He just not like this and like that too. Then what do you want me to do? When he said that, Hazrat heard it. And the moment he heard it, he said, oh, jao yaase. Out you go. Today you can't just go out, you go. Then you go for good. That won't come back to you. You come back to you. Those days when they go out, they told to go out, they made sure they want to come back. They knew that what they were missing out. Then he told him to go out. So someone told Hazrat, what wrong did he do? You see, you don't understand. The big wrong that he did was when the time when he was by me, he behaved like this. What did he do outside? In front of me, he's doing like this. When you go outside, what he'll do? He'll use a knife there. He'll do something else too. If he cannot control himself in front of me, like another ustad and the sheikh, then outside when he goes, what will be his position? So then he came to realize that the right thing to do. So likewise, you and I look at our own lives. That we are sitting here, alhamdulillah, you know what a great thing that you are taking, left, you have sacrificed everything to come here. I'm sure your sincerity Allah will accept. But the question is, this must bring your life of that kind. And that is sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine when that person told Nabi Karim, you're owing me money, I want money now. Can you do that today? You owing that person money, I want money now. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala wanted to take the sword to kill him. He said, what, how can you do that? He's got the right to speak. You have to ask. Today, the only time you can do that is the time when you have some sheikh who's making your Islam and you're sincere of Islam, inshallah, then you'll have that quality in you. When a small child speaks to you, you'll be happy, with pride, with love. The big man speaks to you, you speak. The poor man speaks to you, you speak with love. The rich man speaks, everything will be equal. The equality of everyone will be on taqwa and nothing else. You won't say that poor man came here, I want to look at his face too. You'll find that that man is more near to Allah than me. In other words, you have that condition in you, that you have this kind of condition in you, that you bring that condition that everyone you are saying, yes, you save you treat everyone according to state. If a man is a rich man, you greet him, you give him a bigger place. A poor man, you make you say this was down, that once you know as a Khan is rahmatu lali. He was came to event one function. So one poor man, he even sat on a stage. So at the time, he can't sit on the stage, he must put down. That doesn't mean looking down at him, he doesn't belong there. So you tell him nicely, you know, come down, sit down. That is something else, don't look down at him. So just to show you this, but that can you bring that quality into us? The quality that I'm talking of, Akhlaq Hamida. Akhlaq Hamida means sabr. Sabr. These two qualities of sabr and shukr is so important, every one of us have it on it. And to use it in a correct place. Correct. Why I'm saying outside people can praise you? That's not accepted. You know why? That your best friend, you get the worst thing, you still smile at him because you need his favor for him. But the wife and the home, when they say to you something and you still accept it wholeheartedly, happily, then yes, you can say you passed the test. But no one does that, you see. No one does that. So we have to learn now how to bring about that position in us. Where my husband said, you know, nicely. Okay, you know what? All kinds of human mischiefs, the nuts got a lot of mischiefs in it. All kinds of mischiefs. All kinds of mischiefs. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, as far as possible, keep very far from your nafs. Who's talking? A very great learned man. He said, keep away far from your nafs, do not leave your stress and sorrows and feelings and the pains in the hands of your nafs. Because if you give your hand on nafs, your feelings and sorrows, then you must remember one thing, thereafter it will mislead you. It will tell you what to do. It will tell you what to do. For example, I tell you, my husband gave us this example, a very nice one. He said, a man very handsome and walking past, very handsome, a woman invited him and told him that, you know what, the person is sick at home, why don't you come and see this patient? But when he went out in there, she was so beautiful. She said, he asked, who's the sick person? She said, I'm the sick person. So what do you mean you are sick? He said, you must fulfill my desires. But because he had that, that's what's very important. That inclination heart, khuda ka khauf. Most important, the road to Allah Ta'ala is khuda ka khauf. The fear of Allah. The fear? No matter who that thing is, whatever the condition is. You become so strong and your relation with Allah Ta'ala becomes so thick and so strong that for moment two, you will not forget him. That's the meaning of the dua that the Rabbi tells me, that do not give me 1 second to hand me over to my nafs. That's the meaning of that. In other words, 24 seconds I must remember you all the time. You won't make one namaz qaza too. When you make namaz qaza, you become like Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. What he cried for that whole day, that he only missed tahajjud namaz. The next day Allah, that same person who did not wake him up, came to wake him up. And he asked me, what are you waking me up for? He said, I'm shaitan. He said, why are you waking me up? He said, yesterday you cried so much, Allah gave double sabah without performing. So I don't want what to happen if you do tomorrow you cry too. So what I'm just trying to say, you have to become a person of this kind. That how cool and calm you must be at all times. You must never be, no matter what condition you're going through, what difficulties go through you. You can be all your sorrows and griefs, but with the sorrows and griefs, you find that you are very cool. Because why? Because you know only one thing. No one can remove this sorrow besides Allah. You become so strong in your heart that no one can remove any kind of grief only Allah can. That's why they say, you know, when a person tells it, you know, don't tell a person about cancer. Because when you tell cancer, before you can pass away, pass before that. What must say? Don't say a person that. But you notice this much that if you are strong enough with Allah, that is only everything happens to the people, that permission of Allah. Then you begin to understand that I'm fighting with anyone will not make a difference. For example, you got appointed with someone and you had a business deal with someone and you had high hopes. Don't go with high hopes. Don't ever go with high hopes. Go with hopes that I will be, nothing will happen. Thereafter Allah decides. But you go with full of hopes and thereafter nothing happens, then you are a failure. You lose yourself. Why do you go with hopes? The Thani Rahman says, or the Manasin Boy Rahman says, do not have any kind of hopes on anyone. Do not rely on anyone. If you rely on someone and the person refuses you, then you become despondent. But from the beginning you say, no, I don't rely on anyone, rely on Allah Ta'ala, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides on. Many people, you know, they want their child to get married to a certain girl. And they go there, they say, that's my best friend, man. He said, you never refuse me. And the moment they refuse him, that lifelong, they don't talk to each other after that. So just imagine, don't look for hopes. Likewise, if you got this thing here, you go going for some money. No, he's my very good friend, he never refused me. But the moment he refuses you, what happens to you? So we're teaching you a lesson that do not become close to anyone to think he's very close. Hazrat Ji, when we were leaving Jalalabad, he gave us this advice from Umar Adal Daesh that kabhi bhi kisi ko, you see, there is just a etamad matako. Do not trust anyone, do not have lahana. And then he says, Hazrat Moshe Gangui Rahmatullahi, in his majlis talking to, and they were all great ulama at that time, were there, very great ulama, in majlis, ulafad. And he says, kabhi bhi, don't ever think of having any kind of trust on anyone. And this is besides also me too, do not have trust on me too. They got shocked because in other words, who else left them? Allah Ta'ala left them. Allah. He's teaching us all, have trust in Allah. Don't have trust in anyone else. You get trust with anyone else, you get hurt. So that's how it is that, you know, did you any time think that Nabi comes up to Allah and said that dua? And just imagine he made that dua, that, oh Allah, do not let for 1 second to my eyes. Why he had to say that? It is not for him because he was a masoom. But you are teaching us a very big lesson here. What the lesson is? The lesson is, remember, if you made this dua, and side by side, remember, I'm warning you all, warning, that if you are not going to really follow, if you are follow your nafs, you will be in danger. You will be in danger. And you find most of the people are in danger today because they are following the nafs. Do not follow your nafs. Do not follow your nafs and do not think. You must make this dua every day of our life. You might say those people in Munajat and Mabool. It's within the dua that they have to read that dua. Just even he read that dua for us to learn that dua. So that we don't become victims, because we know when we become victim of our nafs, then it becomes very difficult. I'll give an example. So many people, just imagine in the early part of the morning, is Fajr Namaz. Now, why are they missing the Farz Namaz? Why are they missing Namazes? For what? Because they became victim of the nafs. Victim of, if you are really concerned that I'm victim, muhabbat is something else. Muhabbat is something. If you got muhabbat for someone, muhabbat who can share? Who can steal? Muhabbat, it itself pulls you towards you. You have the true love for Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes you up. Mahazir should tell us, you know, he should tell us so nicely. He says, hey, when the time your eyes opens, you must say to yourself, Allah is saving, other uncha of it. Marana, Mahazir should say, this is what you think your Allah, uncha, uncha. That uncha wakes you up with surprise of sleep goes away. You don't know where it's coming from. But have the thing in you, the love is not there. When you have love for someone, then no matter how difficult it is, it's made more easy for you to do it. The love is lacking now. And Allah will embrace us. You do not know in the early part of the morning when you wake up, Allah will embrace us, talking to us, loving us. If you only know that love He got for us at that time, you don't want to leave Him. You become, you see, we don't experience this thing. Buzugan and Deen experience Allah loving them too. When they go into Sajda, they tell Allah, they don't wake up from Sajda. They cry, they want to say, the condition because they knew the love of Allah. Allah also loves us too. Did you ever realize that when your eyes open, who made your eyes open? Who opened your eyes? No one. I know of people, you know, in the Quran, it is Wallahu Qadru Layl wa Nahar. Wallahu Qadru Layl wa Nahar. Allah has control every day, night and day. He woke you up. Did you realize? Did you thank Him for that? Did you thank Him for that? Ya Allah, you woke me up. Keep it up. That's why they say every time, shukr is very important. Shukr is very important. You have to make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I thank you so much that you got me up this part of the morning. Did you ever think like that? Every step that you're doing, is a good act. Why did you do it? You did not do it. He allowed you to do it. You know, they say, Allah, that nafs. Then he said, Allah, my manner is nothing that is you that gave me the effort. Don't ever say, my effort. What effort you doing now? You didn't do no effort. It is His effort. He woke you up. You know, qadab utte nahi uthaya. You know, you came to the mosque. You're thinking that you came to the masjid, that you're looking down at this Muslim. You don't realize that when you come here, He brought you here. And how He brought you here to God? He allowed you to open the Quran. You know, so many people come to the masjid. They can talk a worldly thing, but you know, the nafs they talk. But if you open the Quran to read the Quran, He allowed you to do it. You take His name, He allowed you. Everything He remembers you, then remember. He remembers you, then remember Him. Remember, when you, how can you thank Him? By continue doing the thing continuously. The most important thing in this month, go against your nafs. Especially when it comes to the committing of sin. That's why Buzugan e Deen, many things are permissible, but they still keep away from nafs. For the nafs sake, they don't eat that thing. They keep away from it. If they are so concerned with the halal thing, they keep away from it. How concerned with haram? The very important thing is that we don't become this part of your nafs. The nafs is the most dangerous thing. Don't get angry. Why got angry? You didn't get angry because there were other tongues that were very nice things. He said, you did not get angry because your wife was not in namaz. But you got angry because you didn't give food. You did not separate your bed from Uda because the law of Allah. It's because she did something harm to you. When will the time come that you do everything because of Sayyid Allah Ta'ala? So very quickly we go out and do something. If someone does something personally to us, we get very angry. When the time will come, we must make our nafs so strong that if anyone cause harm to us too, it will not affect us. It will not affect us. So sabr is a very important thing to khlaq al-azila is those things which you have to keep away from. And what are those things? Pride, anger, jealousy, malice. These are things you must, you see, you know, whether you got those things or not. If you haven't got those things, very important, find out whether I got it. And many a times say, I haven't got it, but you got the things. And the second thing is, have a lot of sabar and shukar. Sabar and shukar is very, very important for a man. Every moment you make shukar for Allah, Ya Allah, you allow me to read namaz. You must know this, but it's not mine. And remember, it's not your effort. Don't ever think it's your effort. It's not your effort. He allowed you to do that. Don't ever say that. The most important thing, our relationship with Allah is so strong that not a second that the heart will be free from Allah. Every moment while you're sitting here, it may be scammed. That's why he said, we make zikr, that he gave us the remedy now what to do. Make zikr abundantly. Abundantly, a lot of zikr. Making zikr all the time, whether it's Quran, Sharif, whatever it is, so that it becomes stamped in your heart to that extent that for not a second you forget Allah. The most important thing is not to forget about a second Allah Ta'ala. Not a second. Do you know something that everything must be there, not a second with Allah Ta'ala. If that condition can only come into you, you don't forget Allah Ta'ala. 1 second, 1 minute, two. Little kamal ho gaya. That's what we want. We all want. Then you know, then what you know, you know what you want then? You want then the shock to meet Allah Ta'ala. The love becomes so strong that you hear this word, but you're waiting, Ya Allah, when my time comes to meet you. One is a person desire to die because he's going to some technique which is not good. And one is a person that desire to pass away to meet Allah, to meet Allah. The shock, Ya Allah, to meet you. So there's two different things, yeah. So when time will come, you're living in this world, but not in this world. You're living in this world, not in this world. Every moment you are here, but you're waiting, when my time comes, I must go to meet Allah. Allah Ta'ala makes a tawfiq of fighting our nafs. This is very important. You know, a person wants to take drug. It's very easy to take drug or drink or commit zina, anything. But when you have the condition that I will not follow my nafs, then no matter how old the sickness that could be, but I will not do it no matter what happens. The work itself upside down, I'm not doing. Unless you do not make yourself a move. You have to make intention that if a person is going to have to tell you lies, telling lies also. He has to know himself that if I'm not going to fight myself, nothing will happen. So everything you have to fight. You have to do yourself. And once you start, man taqarraba, when you go one step to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, 2 steps to you. When you run to Him, He grabs you. And when He grabs you, then you must know you've got nothing to worry about. To make dua Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to be the same. Allah Ta'ala. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت التواب وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب اللهم نسألك العفو والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة وصلى الله تعالى برحمتك